Welcome back to the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast. It is Brianna Wilkerson, your host. Today we are continuing talking about healthy weight, you know, ways that you can continue to be healthy this summer. And today we're going to talk about exercise. In particular, five simple ways that you can have fun exercising this summer. So there are many ways that you can try to incorporate activity and movement. That's how I love to talk about exercise. It's activity and movement into your daily lives. And so just know, like, it's up to you what your goals are, in particular with exercise. If it's a time where you still want to maintain, but you don't really want to go hard, maybe it's the summer of you just letting your body restore. But I think it is always still important, regardless of what season we're in, to move our bodies. They are made to move. So these are the five simple ways. The first is to choose physical activities with the kids or when you're on vacation. So summer is a time where, guess what? It's a little bit warmer outside. You want to be outside. Maybe things might be a little bit different with COVID and just the recovery process of this. But regardless, if you have an outside or backyard or somewhere to move, like, incorporate that to, you know, your activities with your kids or even when you're on vacation. So even like even though your vacation may be a little bit different this summer, maybe you're not taking this wild exotic trip to like the rainforest. I don't know. Maybe you're just doing something more simple. What are some simple ways that on your vacation you can incorporate movement? Maybe you're not going to go to the gym. Maybe you're not going to like do a pre-planned workout, but maybe you could still incorporate some walking. Maybe you can incorporate some hiking, that sort of thing. So think about ways, activities that you would do with your children or when you're on vacation, and just incorporate some physical activity into that. Two, maybe it's actually a time you start a simple at-home workout routine. And I have a couple guides to help you with that in my free resource library, then of course in my academy, my membership, I have even more resources there. But I love working out at home. That's what I did when I first started being consistent with exercise. That is what I've been doing since being in COVID and towards the end of my pregnancy. As you know, even though gyms are opened back up, I still want to be cautious. And also, like, I am very limited in what I could do right now, but I'm still choosing to move. And I love actually getting someone to design a simple at-home workout routine for me. I love being able to follow those workout routines that, you know, I'm doing this particular program right now that has catering towards mama modifications and caters towards just, you know, just making it, you know, so CrossFit oriented. But guess what? It just has so many ways that you can modify that it's almost like no excuse. You can still do things. And it's called street parking. So I'm actually might link those in here. Let me make note of that. So you can check it out. It's affordable. It's a great way to just, if you're into cross training, CrossFit type workouts that incorporate many body movements, that are functional, all those sort of things, this is perfect for you. But you could do other things. You could do a walking program. You could do a Couch to 5K program. Whatever it is, there's tons of resources out there to help you already have an established workout routine that you can do at home or around your neighborhood. Okay? Number three, go shopping. So I know that a lot of people, obviously, you know, we're trying to be wary of how often we go out, where we go out. But I find when you go shopping, particularly for clothes or anything, you're just walking a lot, right? And so if you're feeling a little bit more comfortable in venturing in the outside world, whether it's grocery shopping, home furniture shopping, clothes shopping, you know, school supply shopping, whatever, you're going to more likely use your legs. So although Amazon and online ordering is so great and I love it, if you're feeling more comfortable with being outside, I say go look for the thing you're looking for. And that's one way you can incorporate more movement. And I know the summer's a time where people get more, you know, clothes for school, clothes for work, all those sort of things. And yes, schools may not start back up right away. We don't know all this stuff. But if you've already, like, you know that the summer is a time where you're going to go try to be intentional with, you know, decluttering, but also adding on a few things, actually physically going out to get those things can be helpful. Okay. Four, workout buddies. I love having workout buddies. And so right now, before when, you know, we first went into lockdown, because that's when I'm recording all of these, me and my husband worked out in our front porch and front yard for like a good few months. And then recently the gym opened back up. So he's going a little bit there, you know, being careful, that sort of stuff. But even though he's working out somewhere else and I'm working out here, we still check in with each other in the sense, how was your workout? Did you work out today? All those sort of things. And so having a workout buddy or someone to hold you accountable is so important. Okay. And then the fifth one is get a pedometer. So I recently got a watch that kind of tracked my steps. And of course I'm being super graceful with myself in this season because I'm waddling right now, but I just think sometimes it's really helpful. But I know that even after when I have my baby, I want to actually, you know, go walking with her in the stroller, all that sort of stuff. And I just want to be able to know how much steps am I doing? And you'd be surprised, right? So, you know, the recommended amount when, you know, the steps and pedometer first got really big a few five or so years ago was 10,000 steps a day. But I think I only programmed 6,000. Like that's my goal. I think I made it once since I've gotten this watch. But if this keeps you going, if it keeps you accountable, get something to track your steps and challenge yourself, but also reward yourself when you reach that particular goal. But if it's going to feel more stressful and not as freeing, don't worry about it. But just think about different ways to hold yourself accountable and think about different ways to challenge yourself. So what are the five simple ways? One, choosing physical activities on your vacation or doing stuff with your kids that incorporate movement, right? Two, start a simple at-home workout routine. You can get pre-done workout routines. I have a couple that I can mention at the end. Also, you know, I use street parking right now. There's tons of other things out there that are already programmed for you. So if you're like, I would rather someone do that for me, then do that. It's worth the money. It's worth the time and investment. Three, if you're going to get some products or just want to redo your house or clothes, go out and actually get them. Go and move and go shopping. But of course, be careful. Protect yourself in the ways you need. Four, get a workout buddy or an accountability partner. And then five, get a pedometer. Okay, so those are just simple ways, things you might already know about, things you might already do, but maybe you just need to be reminded. So I would love to hear from you. If you are in my Facebook group, Sustainable Weight Loss for Christian Women, whether you're on Instagram or Facebook, but you know, however you are following me, let me know what is one way that you are going to have fun exercising this summer and incorporate more movement, okay? And you never know, especially if you're in the Facebook group, join the Facebook group because that's a place where you can share and then people can like share ideas with each other as well. I have some free resources around this. So in my Sustainable Weight Loss Resource Library, there is a 30-day cardio-based fitness plan you can use. There's a exercise planning worksheet. And there's also a Move More guide, 5 simple ways to just move more in your everyday life. Okay, so you could easily grab those resources and that could be where you start because it's a pre-done workout routine. Grab a friend, get a workout buddy, and you can do some of these simple ways with those free resources. But also lastly, again, if you want some coaching support, the main way I'm supporting women right now is through my coaching membership, the Sustainable Weight Loss Academy. Now, currently membership is closed until I get back from maternity leave, but I have mentioned in other episodes and even with people, if I see a lot of people joining the wait list, I might do a private open enrollment. Not public, but for those people on the wait list. So wait list, just let you know, whenever anyone asks you to join a wait list and anything, it is, you want to do it if that's what you're interested in, because you'll be the first to know when things are available. And in my membership, there's even more stuff around exercise. There is a masterclass called Exercise Strategies to Maximize Results. And not only do I have the cardio-based plan there, I have a body weight. If you're actually looking to incorporate some strength training, get some more resources around flexibility, mobility, all that sort of stuff, this is the place for you. Okay, so join the waitlist. I'm going to link that all in here below. You know, get access to the free resources and let us support. I would love to support you, whether it's through the free resources in my free group or even in my paid coaching membership, where you're going to get a lot more accountability, not just from me, but from the community. I would love to have you join us. Okay, so that's it. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And then next week, we're going to be talking about stress and sleep and how to do more sleep and stress less in the summer. So hope to see you there. And of course, if this episode really impacted you in any way, you can send it to a friend, support them, as well as you can make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Subscribe, because that way you'll get the episodes delivered to you each week. And rate and review so more women can see how this podcast was and it can hopefully support more women. Okay, talk to you later and see you next week.